At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On Friday afternoon at the San Diego County Fair, I came face to face. I was reunited with my arch nemesis.
So I'm about to come face to face with the young woman who threw a frozen pie at my head so hard that it bled. I was concussed and I still have a headache a year later.
He's being a little dramatic.
A little.
And I guess the number one question has to be, why didn't you just have a pan full of whipped cream?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been perfect.
That would have been so much easier.
Not a $25 semi-frozen pie from Julian. That really hurt.
So I'm Stacy with Cahoots, and Julia, our store manager, and Ramona was the lucky bidder to win the pie in the face with John and Tammy.
Lucky her, not me.
And she still doesn't live that down.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
John from
Hi,
KSLN.
Julia, I'm John. Last time I saw you... You gave me a massive concussion. You destroyed my brain.
I can't get all the credit for that.
I am.
I was sorry, and I owe you a free pie on a table, not in your forehead.
She was a very good sport, and frankly, so was I.
We did kind of ambush her when she was in the middle of doing her job there.
So the backstory is, a couple years ago, we were asked to take part in the, I guess, celebrity pie-in-the-face auction to benefit the Ramona Junior Fair.
Yes.
And of course we want to do that. We want to go to the fair. We want to hang out in the beautiful city of Ramona. Honestly, we kind of touched upon it, but when we were told that we were going to be getting a pie in the face, we both assumed
it
was like you
pie,
saw
yeah.
on TV, you know,
sure.
a cream pie or at the very least a pie pan with whipped cream in it. Didn't expect what you just heard, a semi-frozen pie, and I certainly didn't expect a woman who was in incredible shape to reel back
and throw
a 90-mile-an-hour fastball at my crown.
I am so glad you went first.
We're laughing about it. Well, we were laughing about it then, too. I laughed when I came to my senses.
Yes. Oh, I know. It looks so painful.
Everyone thinks I'm soft already. This really isn't helping my case. But I promise it was a frozen pie.
Partially frozen.
Frozen-ish.
Yes.
And anyway, she was very apologetic,
yes.
as you heard, and a very sweet person. And if you're looking to check out the Ramona Junior Fair, it's 26 days away
okay.
in the beautiful city of Ramona.
Excellent.
And unfortunately, I cannot return because I still don't have my sense of direction back. And I will also be on vacation. So.
I've reposted that video both on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page. Oh, John.
John and Tammy's San Diego's morning show on KSON. I have to admit, I felt a little guilty over the weekend just walking around Carlsbad Village, which I love to do, and just relishing in how beautiful our weather was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the country is just sweltering. I mean, it's that time of year, obviously. But
well, it was beautiful on the coast. It was 91 in Lakeside yesterday.
Okay.
It was hot inland yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well.
But not as hot as it has been in some other places.
I'm a spoiled little baby, is really... is really the moral to that story. But actually, yesterday I was legit concerned because I woke up and it said that there were four tornadoes yesterday morning in suburban Minneapolis, right near where my sister lives.
Oh, man.
And right near where my daughter works. So right away, I text them both and they're like, we're fine. Julia was a bit more dramatic about it. She said, I survived. Sad face, sad face, sad face. Gina Bush, like, we're fine. Flowers look great.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are getting there because of the heat and the humidity. We're talking about cumbersome humidity. If you know, you know. I mean, we don't know it here. We feel when it's humid here, but 98% humidity in addition to 90 plus degrees.
Yeah, you can't breathe.
No, it's ridiculous.
I remember one summer we had gone back to visit, so I already was in my California, whatever you want to call it, mode, I guess. I think I was born in California mode. I just didn't know it until I moved out here. But I had gone back and we wanted to sit outside. It was, I think, a 4th of July holiday, and it was so hot that we had to get buckets of water, put ice cubes in it, and then put our feet in the buckets of water just to try to keep us cool.
And how long did the ice last?
Not very long.
No, seriously, just like maybe a minute and a half?
Well, probably a little
ridiculous,
bit longer. But
ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So that's a reason. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of complaints about things that cost too much here and the traffic and blah, 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 blah. I will take this right now. I prefer the coast to 91 degrees inland, I will take this.
I have to say that our favorite meteorologist, Jody Kodesh, yesterday posted on her social media about how our weather for the 4th of July will be the most perfect weather in the country for that holiday.
If you're in Southern California, let me be the first to congratulate you. Your weather on 4th of July is going to be phenomenal. Best weather in the nation, as always, right?
So,
to be rubbing it in, rest of America.
But we're rubbing it in just a little bit.
That's Florida Georgia Line and the song that got the whole thing started for them. And is Taylor Swift somewhat responsible for the massive success of Cruise?
Well, according to Chase Rice, who's a co-writer of that song, she certainly had a part in it. Taylor Swift gave a surprise performance last week at Tight End University. It's a 3-day summer training camp that her boyfriend Travis Kelce founded in 2021 along with George Kittle and Greg Olson. And during that performance, she connected with Chase Rice. And Chase posted this on his Instagram saying that she might have been responsible for the success of that song. He said, we wrote Cruise 14 years ago and Taylor tweeted about it and the rest was history. Most likely it would have been a big old song anyway, but her recognizing it sure didn't hurt. And last night I got to thank her all these years later. My music has changed significantly, but it's always fun to honor the roads that got us where we are. And he ended it with Baby You a Song. I remember our boss at the time when that song came out, our big boss of our company, Rick Jackson.
Oh, I love Rick Jackson.
When that song went to number one and he said, I just don't get it. Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll the windows down and cruise. And I'm like, Rick.
Well, it didn't hurt them. Cruise is the best-selling country digital song of all time.
Isn't that insane? Of all time.
Of all time. I don't get it. You're not hurting because you don't get it, pal.
Yes. I totally get that line. I mean, it evokes that feeling of something making you feel so good that you want to put the top down, roll the windows down, and just go cruising somewhere. I love it.
I'm looking at Wikipedia right now, and there's a hilarious line regarding the song. Because just in case we didn't get it, it's about an attractive woman that a male narrator wants to cruise with in his pickup truck.
Who wrote that? Maybe our old boss.
Who's ever in charge? Frankly, I don't get it. Over the weekend, Tammy's husband, Kurt, had a late-night candlelit shower, and he shared it with somebody. But not Tammy. That's 735. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Shannon is in Escondido. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, would you please leave the studio now?
Yes,
now.
So
authoritative. Hey, why are you still here? She said now.
Now.
Shannon, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez were married in Venice over the weekend, so let's play the high-low game. Sanchez's Dolce & Gabbana dress took 6 months to make. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
A lifeguard was impaled by a beach umbrella in New Jersey. The umbrella went through the woman's armpit and came out her back. This never happened on Baywatch. Who is the male star of Baywatch?
Skip.
This fast food restaurant is offering a Happy Gilmore meal that includes one of four cups with different characters. Happy, Shooter McGavin, Ben Stiller's Hal, or Happy's new caddy Oscar. The restaurant is the one that Happy did commercials for in the original movie. What is it?
McDonald's.
Sam Raimi's original Spider-Man trilogy is set to return to theaters in September. The first Spider-Man debuted in theaters in 2002. Who played Spider-Man then?
Skip.
All right, and finally, Sarah McLachlan says her commercial for this organization is painful to watch, and it doesn't show her as the happy and optimistic person that she is. On the plus side, it raised $30 million in a year.
In the arms of the angel, fly from here.
What is the organization this commercial's for?
Breast cancer.
Let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
So, Shin, what you got going on today?
I'm going to be cleaning the house. Today is my my third day off of summer. I work at a school. So that's what I'm going to be doing, cleaning the house. Time to spring clean.
It makes you feel so much better. Walking into your home afterwards is the best feeling.
Shannon did 1 out of 5, unfortunately, Tam.
Okay.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez were married in Venice over the weekend. So let's play the high-low game. Sanchez's Dolce & Gabbana dress took 6 months to make. Too high or too low?
I'm going to say too low.
Too low. It didn't take a half a year. It took a year and a half to make that dress.
Hand beating, man, takes a lot of time.
Shannon went with too low as well, 1-1. You're going to cringe at this one. A lifeguard was impaled by a beach umbrella in New Jersey. It went through her armpit and came out her back.
Oh, my God.
She's fine. 100% fine. Just probably in shock. This never happened on Baywatch. Who was the male star of Baywatch? What is so funny?
It never happened in Baywatch.
I needed a lifeguard question.
Oh, my God. David.
There's not too many of them.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, David Hasselhoff is right. Shannon didn't know. 2-1, Tam. This fast food restaurant is offering a Happy Gilmore meal that includes one of four cups with different characters. Happy, Shooter McGavin, Ben Stiller's Hal, or Happy's new caddy, Oscar. The restaurant is the one that Happy did commercials for in the original movie. What is it?
I don't know. McDonald's?
That's exactly what Shannon said. Subway. It's now still 2-1. Sam Raimi's original Spider-Man trilogy is returning to theaters in September. The first Spider-Man debuted in 2002. Who played Spider-Man then?
Tobey Maguire?
That's right. 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Sarah McLachlan says her commercial for this organization is painful to watch and doesn't show her as the happy and optimistic person that she is. On the plus side, it raised $30 million in a year.
In the arms of the angel, fly from here.
Oh, it's the worst commercial, too.
What,
I mean, it's
what
so
is
sad.
The organization?
Gosh, now I have to remember which animal one that is.
It really is the most painful thing in the world to watch.
I know. Gosh, is it
ASPCA.
Oh, I had ASCAP in my head,
yeah,
but that's
no,
like, that's a music thing.
Yeah. Today we finished with a score of 3. Yeah, it's really a down.
Yeah, woo!
And you know what? It also overshadows the fact that that's a beautiful song.
I know.
I mean, really, it's a beautiful song.
Now the world depressed.
I got to go adopt a puppy right now. Today we finished with a score of 3-1, Tammy. Shannon, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you today.
This will definitely make you happy. You are going to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town at SoFi Stadium July 19th.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Tammy.
Shannon, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I am Shannon Abestanito, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hello.
Hey, Kurt, it's John here on John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Your wife's with me. Who'd you take a shower with? A candlelight shower, no less, over the weekend that wasn't your wife?
The princess, of course. And hang on a second. She needs flavor sprinkles in her breakfast this morning. She's being kind of particular.
So he's making breakfast for this woman, too? What's happening here?
Please explain who the princess is.
What kind of weird open relationship are you guys involved in here?
Our princess found a skunk a few nights back.
Explain who the princess is, Kurt.
That's Sophia.
And Sophia is?
Sophia's our dog.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, first and foremost, the reason it was candlelight is because Crust was in a planned power outage from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. And when Sophie went out to go potty before going to bed, what did she find?
She found the skunk.
Oh, man.
Then the lights went out here, so I called her back in. I could smell it right away. It was pretty bad. So we had, like, several showers in an hour and a half to try to, you know, get rid of that.
So is tomato juice still the thing?
Well, that's what I tried. I had some V8, and then I had some of this vinegar hair washy thing. Oh, my God. It was bad. Anyway, we had to rewash her in the morning. It was just relentless. And of course, you know, without power, it was very romantic.
All right, well, that explains a lot. Thank you, Kurt.
Bye.
Of course, in even more tragic news than the skunk spray, Tammy couldn't get her medicine the next morning. I'm sorry, the Bloody Mary the next morning. All the tomato juice was gone on your dog.
No, we have a case of it.
So that works. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. In a pinch, V8 will work.
833-287-1037. Share with us. I'm sure it won't be as romantic of a story as Kurt's just was.
What did your dog find? What did they get into? Was it a skunk? There's a million things that dogs like to get into, and especially the dogs who love stinky things, and they roll themselves in it and think, yeah, this is the ticket.
And really, why wouldn't they? They're not cleaning themselves. They know you'll do it.
That's true.
833-287-1037. Share with us a story, hopefully as titillating as Kurt's.
Yes.
What did your dog get into? John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy's husband, Kurt, shared a candlelight shower with their dog, Sophia, because Sophia met a skunk that didn't care for Sophia.
Exactly.
833-287-1037. What did your dog get into? Maddie in Spring Valley, skunk as well?
Yes, a skunk. I have a pit bull, and she would hear something outside, and of course it was a skunk, and the same thing happened to us as well. And it was the worst. Tomato bath was all I could do, and lots of head and shoulders.
Oh, head and shoulders, because the dog had dandruff, too, apparently.
I imagine it helped. Quite a bit. I have to say, though, when I came home, because I spent the night at Sequan after we were there for the Sequan River concert series with Caroline Jones.
Yeah, like you were going to go home after Kurt told you, I reek of skunk and there's no power. I won't be home soon, honey. Go ahead.
But I do have to say that when I came home the next morning, I smelled nothing. Nothing.
Really?
So, yeah, it was great.
It works that way. I guess I always thought tomato juice was an old wives' tale, but obviously not.
Something in it.
Thanks, Maddie.
Gary in Oceanside, what did your dog get into? What kind of a mess?
Okay, so we were fortunate to have a beach house down in Baja, and we had a dog named Homer. And it happened semi-regularly, but he had free run of the place, and we knew when he found a dead seal down on the beach in Mexico.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's kind of a morbid story, huh?
Yeah, but oh, my gosh. Oh. How long did it take to get that stink out of your dog?
You know, he would roll around in it and get, you know, thoroughly immersed in the seal juices.
Yes.
By the end of the weekend, since we had to ride back with him in the car, it was pretty gone. And I hate to say it. I mean, we gave him one shampoo and just kind of let him deal with it.
Oh, God.
Oh, Gary, that's you spin quite a tale, my friend.
You win, Gary.
Good old
he
Homer.
He was a wonderful creature, Homer.
All right.
I bet
lovely.
He was. You know you love your dog.
Yes.
When you're going to deal with the rolling around in seal juice situation. Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
He was the best.
Yeah. Bye. Patty in Chula Vista, what did your dog get into?
Well, he got into a rat.
Oh, and God. John's
I
leaving
have
the room.
Three dogs.
John's leaving the room. Go ahead, share, hon.
I heard my Belgian Malinois barking and barking and barking, and she's not a barker, so I went outside wondering what she was barking at. My Staffordshire Bull Terrier apparently caught a rat, and he was rolling around all over on top of this half-dead rat. It wasn't completely dead yet. And then he starts, you know, biting into it and shaking it and then rolling it around more. And well, guess who had to pick up the mess?
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I'm glad because I don't like rats. I actually took video of it because I could not believe that my dog was rolling around on top of a dead rat.
Hey, Patty. Patty, I'm speaking for the world. Destroy that tape. Nobody can ever see that tape.
Thanks, Patty. Anthony and Carlsbad, what did your dog get into?
My dog got into a skunk. Same situation. We let the dog out late at night, and he got a skunk. And it turned out he was bitten by the skunk and was bleeding. And we were worried about rabies, and we had just gotten a new car recently. So without thinking about it, we threw the dog in the car to go to the vet, and our new car smell had turned into a skunk smell for weeks.
Weeks, I was going to say, man, that must have taken forever. Did it eventually come out?
Eventually, yes, after multiple car washes and air deodorizers and everything, but it you know, that new car smell only comes around so often.
And was the dog okay, more importantly?
The dog was okay. Turns out we had forgotten he was up to date on his rabies shot, so he was totally fine.
All right.
Glad the dog's okay. I think I'm done with this conversation.
Okay, all right.
John, this is some gross stuff. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. One of us over the weekend had a camera jammed up their nose.
For fun?
Will the nose camera victim please speak up?
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I have had a camera shoved up my nose.
Okay,
why?
I've been having so many troubles with my ears and my allergies over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it got really bad to the point where my ears have been plugged up for like 3 months.
And you were at one point trying to diagnose things yourself by sticking things in your ear, and you caused it to bleed.
Which you shouldn't do, ever. Right?
So with you
I had a camera. It was a special ear camera thing that I bought on TikTok.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I like to buy most of my medical devices on TikTok.
Anyway, you finally went to a professional. Thank goodness.
You're so smart about so many things. Why in the world would you do that?
Just convenience. It's fine.
All right.
So anyway, go ahead. You got a camera jammed up your nose.
Yeah. So we get in there, and she's like, well, I think you have a problem with your E-Station tube, which is the tube that connects your ears to your throat. So she's like, I'm going to take a look at it. We're going to have to numb your nose area so that we can shove a camera up it.
Did they have to stick a needle in your nose?
No. There was a spray that numbed it, thank gosh.
Ooh.
The numbing did nothing except taste horrible.
Yeah.
And you could feel it. I definitely felt it more on my left side. And she goes, oh, well, you know, your nose is really small, so that's probably why. And I was grateful also because it's the first time a doctor has ever told me something on my body was small.
Oh, yes.
So I was like, yeah.
You do have a little button nose, don't you, over there?
I have a cute little nose. I'm very proud of my nose.
Can you imagine the camera they could shove up my baby?
Yeah.
Can you even imagine? It'd be like an old VCR camera. And there'd be room to spare.
Here, let me turn it around. Let me put my hand in there.
Boy, it's echoing. So what did they find? Are you okay?
She thinks I have a dysfunction with my E-Station tube.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's an ear issue, why did they jam a camera up your nose?
Because everything's connected back
there. Yeah, it's all related.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it Eustachian tube?
I don't know. It could have been YouTube. I don't know what the name of it is.
I think it's called Eustachian tube.
Someone has watched as much Grey's Anatomy as you have over the years. I would expect you to know that, producer Jessica.
I know. I should. They're not usually dealing with E-Station.
So remember when we got back when they were doing the COVID tests and they just would jam that swab right up to your nose?
Yeah.
Was that? I imagine that's what it felt like.
No, 100 times worse.
Oh, really? Oh,
yikes. I would have gladly taken a COVID test over this. What they were shoving up my nose.
Remember the movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh yeah.
There's a scene in that movie where he's got like a tracking device in his skull, and he has to take like a claw thing up his nose and rip it out.
Oh.
That's what I picture this camera looking like. What is going up your beak?
I mean, look, it was the size of like a noodle, so it wasn't that big.
Well, yeah. like an angel hair or a ziti.
That's true.
More of a, I'd say in between an angel hair and a spaghetti.
Okay.
So, yeah, it wasn't terrible, but you felt it.
Yeah.
Sure did feel it.
So you're going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. No, everything's fine. Right, I just want to, like, my ears is a problem. We kind of need that for our job.
Jessica, do not buy your own nose camera off TikTok.
No.
Okay?
Sure not.
Please.
What could possibly go wrong?
Won't be doing that.
Glad you're okay. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Chula Vista. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Hey, Teresa, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
See you later, Tammy.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Teresa, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yeah.
Blue's Clues host Steve Burns will be launching his own podcast. What kind of animal is Blue?
A dog.
A list of celebrities with famous parents includes Tim McGraw, whose dad was baseballer Tug McGraw. Tim's been married to Faith Hill since 1996. How many kids do they have?
Two.
Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman have the same birthday. The two co-starred on what sitcom that ran for 7 seasons?
Parks and Rec.
The Social Network 2 will be made. No word on whether or not Jesse Eisenberg will return to play Mark Zuckerberg. In The Social Network, who plays Napster creator Sean Parker?
Justin Timberlake.
And finally, this month in 2004, The Notebook was released. Who were the two stars of The Notebook?
Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Let's get Tam back in. Teresa finishing strong. Hey, what you got going on today?
Driving to summer school.
Teaching or going?
Teaching.
I mean, I don't know.
This is the last week, so pushing through.
Okay. All right. Well, Teresa today, real strong. 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
To be Blue's Clues host, Steve Burns will be launching his own podcast this fall. What kind of animal is Blue?
A dog.
Is right. Teresa knew that. 1-1. A list of celebrities with famous parents include Tim McGraw, whose dad was baseballer Tug McGraw. Tim's been married to Faith Hill since 1996. How many kids do they have?
They have 3 daughters.
Grace, Maggie, and Audrey. 2-1. Teresa said 2. Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman have the same birthday. The two co-starred on what sitcom that ran for 7 seasons?
Community? No, not Community. Oh, it's...
New. Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec grabbed the wrong one.
Teresa knew it. So now it's 2-2. Timmy, the Social Network 2 will be made. No word on whether or not Jesse Eisenberg will return to play Mark Zuckerberg. In The Social Network, who plays Napster creator Sean Parker?
Justin Timberlake?
Is right. It's tied at 3 now. And finally, this month in 2004, The Notebook was released. Who were the 2 stars of The Notebook?
Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, boy. That's exactly right. And that means we tie today. And unfortunately, Teresa, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town July 19th at SoFi Stadium.
It's a great show, Teresa. Enjoy it. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the last week of summer school. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Story you've either heard or seen the story of second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ketel Marte, in tears during the ball game last week when a fan decided to make fun of him and heckle him and used a reference to his mother who was killed in a car accident.
It was awful. Just awful.
This is just beyond disgraceful. This 22-year-old idiot has been banned from all Major League Baseball parks. I'm not really sure how they're going to be able to enforce that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone can take him.
He's certainly going to be recognized in any White Sox games, but
Rich Eisen, who is a sports columnist and a sports broadcaster on his show, brought up a really good point. It's not up to Major League Baseball to police this. It's up to us to police this.
They talk nonsense and awfulness and the whole concept of owning people with your language these days. So tough. For somebody to say something about somebody's dead mother from afar. And it's up to us as fans and people in society, when you hear that in a stadium, say, no, that is not, what is the matter with you?
Bravo. I have not experienced heckling to that sort of disgracefulness, okay? I would like to think, no, I'm pretty sure that I would say something to someone that would.
For sure you would.
I am not naive about baseball. I understand that part of going to the game, the price of your admission is, you know, having some fun, ribbing the players, heckling the umpires. That's part of being a fan, but not a fanatical, horrible, evil-induced heckle. That's just not acceptable. It's not okay. If you're going to heckle, do it like Trevor Gilmore. Trevor Gilmore calls himself a professional heckler, and he's hilarious.
His heckles, it's funny.
They're exactly what they're supposed to be.
Mitchell! I bet you think having wisdom teeth makes you smart. You bum! Hey, Mitchell! I hope your check engine light comes on after you get an oil change. You bum!
He's hilarious. He's even gone after our own Jackson Merrill.
Jackson! I bet you never had a pocket full of sunshine, you bum!
I love that. So kind of like make it your goal. If you're going to do it, kind of emulate this guy.
And the announcer before every Padres game says, fans, it's up to us. If you see something, say something in the crowd. That goes for heckling as well. So let's be classy.
Here's another Jackson Merrill one.
Jackson! I hear you refuse to bundle with Progressive, you bum!
Now, that's the way to do it. That's great.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Just a smashing start to this year's River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort. Thursday, Tam and I were hanging with you and Caroline Jones from the Zac Brown Band. What a delight she was, by the way.
She was absolutely lovely so talented. Nice. I have never seen our boss dance as much as he did. When she was on the stage, and he was so happy. So many people were just, I was watching the crowd for a while, just what they were looking at when they were watching her play and just how enthralled they were with her.
Hmm.
She's so talented.
We just got started. When you go to Sequan.com, you can get your tickets to the next concert series, which will be Dylan Marlowe, Muscadine Bloodline. And then we got Jackson Dean. Great, great acts. We're super excited about all of them.
And here's the best part, in my opinion, it's $29 for a ticket.
That's a great point.
Right? You're going to hang out in the pool, watch a great band for $29? I'm in.
I never knew I was a lazy river guy. I'm a lazy river guy. I wanted to stay in the pool the entire time I was there. Unfortunately, we had to work a little bit.
Yeah.
What a tough gig that was. Really rough gig. Thank you, Sequan. Go to Sequan.com and get your tickets for our River Concert Series. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.